Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting second. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tripp Sigmon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Elliott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Hal Elliott. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is called out on strikes. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. McCurdy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws English out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmon. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field. Sigmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is hit by the pitch. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hal Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott strikes out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bell. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Elliott, and towards Freiberg, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sigmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0 for 1 in the game. Thevenot hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thévenot scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Friberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Toole moves to second. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English strikes out. There goes Root. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Elliott covering, for the out. Root moves to third. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurst hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sigmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thévenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thévenot is 0 for 2 in the game. Thévenot takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thévenot. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, English applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, With the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm bunts towards the mound. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau fields it and throws to home to get Wilson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to third. Bell moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The slide. McCurdy applies the tag. Kyler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Southern pinch runs for Harry McCurdy. Hal Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott strikes out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Southern. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, English applying the tag. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. O'Toole hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freiberg moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Spud Davis now catching. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Elliott. English moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a fly ball into center field. Sigmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurst hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tripp Sigmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigmon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sigmon hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Sigmon reaches second base with a double. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thevenau hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kyler bunts towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Freiberg covering, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bell. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Freiberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to third for the out. Elliott moves to second. One out. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Root hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sigmon. Root reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Freiberg misplays the ball. That's an error on Freiberg. Root scores. Heathcote moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.